This episode is brought to you by my new and improved dating and masculinity course, the Adult Man Dating and Masculinity Transformation Package. Get the entire system that helped me go from dating zero to dating hero in my own life as a man. Plus, for the first time ever, gain access to my in-depth, full-length guide on modern evolutionary masculinity and how to become the ultimate masculine man that women actually desire, respect, and crave in the men they date. The package also comes with 3 ebooks, access to monthly group coaching calls, and 2 in-depth email question replies from me, Joshua K. Sagafis, about any topic that you want to know more about. This is the full Dating and Masculinity Transformation Package. Grab it today at a super competitive introductory price and get started on the path to creating the dating life of your dreams. Just click on the link in the description to learn more. As I always say, life is too short for a dating life that sucks. All right, now let's get on to today's episode. Hello, gentlemen. Joshua Sagafis here. Thank you so much for returning. I just wanted to say a quick word before we jump into today's episode. These 6 tests will help you to determine if women are truly high value, high quality, the types of women you should be dating. And every man should be using these tests. But you're going to want to watch until the very end, listen until the very end of the episode if you're on podcast, because here's the thing. These 6 tests are very strategic. You want to use them every time you go on a date. And at the end of this episode, I give you some advice, a prescription for how to really use all of this information to provide the very best dating outcomes possible. And I explain how these 6 tests actually boost your attraction and how you can leverage that to become an even more attractive man, to succeed even more on the dating marketplace. So you're not going to want to miss it. Stick around and listen, watch until the very end. Thank you so much for joining me. All right, now let's jump into the episode. Hello, gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Sagafis podcast. This is the podcast where you learn how to increase your attraction, level up your dating game, and embrace the alpha mentality. My name is Joshua Sagafis. I help men to improve their dating lives through the power of self-development, evolutionary masculinity, and the alpha mentality. And today, we are talking about 6 female dating tests that men should be using but aren't. And let me just clarify something. What I basically mean by female dating tests are these are tests that men should be running all of their filters with women through to see if the women check off all 6 of these boxes. Now, this may seem like a lot of requirements. This may seem very stringent. It's actually not that stringent. What you're going to find is that these are very basic, common sense tests that you should really look at whenever evaluating a potential dating partner. We want to date high quality people. We want to date people who are going to make our lives better. We want to date people we could potentially have a partnership with in the future, people who we could work together with on a teamwork basis to have a better life. And in order for a woman to meet that criteria, you have to know what to look for specifically. And these 6 tests will help you to determine that. So if you're interested in dating, if you want to date seriously, if you want to find a woman who could be not only a partner to you, but possibly even a wife one day and a mother to your children, this is incredibly important stuff to understand. So with that being said, let's just dive right into it and start with test number 1, the respect test. Now, the respect test is exactly what it sounds like. You want to see if she's a respectful type of individual. You want to watch how she treats other people in her life. You want to watch how she treats the people, you know, who are serving you food, serving you drinks when you go on a date. You want to pay attention to how she treats you, how she responds to you. Nowadays, a lot of men have a hard time setting firm boundaries, and they have this bad habit sometimes of letting people walk on them, letting people be disrespectful to them, right? Letting people belittle them. Now, there's a difference between some good-natured joking and actual disrespectful discourse. And I'll be honest, sometimes when I watch video of dates online, I see a lot of disrespectful behavior and I see men not handling it very well. Here's the bottom line. You don't want to engage with a dating partner who's going to be at all disrespectful to you or who's just a disrespectful person in general. You want to date women who are good at establishing firm boundaries and enforcing those boundaries with kindness and respect, but you want to make sure that they're not stepping over those boundaries, stepping over your boundaries and being disrespectful to you. This is not good in the long span of time of a long-term relationship. What seem like little bitty disrespectful you know, comments or digs in the beginning will turn into big things that could cause big problems on the road. So you want to have that respect thing nailed down. You want it to be nice and smooth. You don't want to have to deal with that. And of course, as men, we want to be meeting and passing all these tests as well. So we always want to conduct ourselves with the utmost respect to go along with that. Okay, let's talk about test number two, the entitlement test. Now, this test is basically a filter you want to run every interaction through. You want to watch for women who are acting entitled. And this can come across in many different ways. She might act entitled to your money on the date, might be assuming you're going to like pay for everything. I advocate for men to pay for everything on the date, but I once heard someone say this really well. Whenever a man asks a woman out on a date, she should offer to pay for her part, and then he should tell her, no, I'm going to pay for it, right? That should be the kind of the dynamic. But if she doesn't even offer, if she just assumes you're going to pay and even acts like you need to, and she wants to get like more expensive stuff, and she's just acting entitled to your money, this is kind of a red flag, kind of a problem. But you should also watch for signs of entitlement in the rest of her life too. If she's talking to you and she's just talking kind of like she feels entitled, like she's owed things just for being, you know, whatever it is, XYZ, just for being attractive, just for being a woman, just for being a human, just for being alive. The truth of the matter, friends, is that none of us are entitled to anything in this life. It is the alpha mentality to want to earn everything that we have. It's the alpha mentality to want to work and achieve and overcome to get anything good in this life. And then we can enjoy that and take pride in providing it for ourselves. This is the attitude you want in the woman you're dating. You don't want to date someone with an entitled mindset, okay? Next, we have number three, the victim mentality test. This is probably one of the biggest ones to watch out for. You don't want to date a woman who's a victim, who acts like a victim, who thinks of herself as a victim, right? And you'll be able to see this from quite a distance. Women who basically are always blaming their problems on other people. There's always someone else who's at fault. She never takes responsibility for herself. You can especially spot this when women talk about their exes. If a woman basically tells you about all her exes and all of them were narcissists or psychopaths, or like all of them like made her life hell and now she's traumatized, it was all their fault. This is a very victim mentality thing. Remember, it takes two to be in a relationship. For example, when I describe my marriage, I don't blame all the problems on my ex. I say, you know, the truth of the matter was I was not living an alpha mentality. I was living like a beta, and she didn't really have any choice but to end it with me because of the way I was acting. I just wasn't stepping into that alpha leadership masculinity position that she needed in a husband. See, this is me taking responsibility for my life, not being a victim. I spent a lot of time acting like a victim, and this only brought me pain, misery, and suffering, because when you play the part of the victim, you give away all your power in life, and you want to date people who do the opposite of this. You want to date people who are taking power back from the chaos, taking responsibility for everything that's going on in their lives, and that's the kind of person you can actually do something with. You could have an actual relationship with that kind of person, a positive, productive, meaningful, deep relationship with that kind of person. Okay, test number four, the basic kindness test. You know, I hate to even say that this is a thing, but it is nowadays. A lot of people are not very kind, right? A lot of people are kind if they think they can get something from you. And then the minute the switch flips, they're just nasty, not very nice, right? Basically just like, oh, I'm done with you because you're of no use to me. It is in our best interest to be kind as humans, even to our enemies, right? We want to be kind even to the people that it doesn't benefit us to be kind to. This is just a strategy for life that has so many upsides, is just not debatable. This doesn't mean you want to be a nice guy, let people walk all over you. This just means to be kind, right? And you want to date someone who's kind. If you're dating someone and they're just kind of a jerk, they're just kind of mean, just kind of unpleasant, friend, I don't care how attractive she is. I don't care how hot she is. I don't care if she's exactly your type in every other way. You're going to pay the price for dating someone who's unkind. It's so much better to date somebody who is kind rather than prioritizing looks. And you want to have that spark of attraction. You want to have that compatibility, that chemistry, that excitement. But if you prioritize that over kindness, you will pay the price. Trust me, I have done it many times, always led to bad things. It's not the way to go, okay? Test number five, the true desire test. I often say that when you're dating a woman, vetting her, looking for signs that she may be a good or bad date option to invest in, there are really two main things you want to look for. One of them is true desire. And we're going to talk about the second one here in a minute, but true desire is so important. In other words, you want to prioritize the women who are actually putting energy into you. You do not want to go chasing a woman who's just kind of flighty and chasing other men, putting all her attention in other people. When you're texting a woman, you want her to be texting you back with the same or even more energy than you're putting into it. When you're taking a girl on a date, she should be just as excited as you are, if not more. She should be showing up on time, dressed up, ready to have a good time, ready to look nice, right? Just like you, this should mean something to her because why? She sees you as desirable and she's showing you this by putting energy into it. If a woman isn't putting energy into it, it's going to be a no-go. Like, for example, one time I asked a girl out on a date and I showed up at the date and then she wasn't there. I kind of waited for 5 minutes and I texted her and I said, hey, I'm here. You know, I thought maybe I just didn't see her or maybe, you know, something had gotten mixed up. But then she said, oh yeah, I'm sorry. I'm hanging out with my friends. I'm just running kind of late. I'll be there in like a half hour. And I was like, don't bother. Like, it's okay. Like, obviously this didn't mean that much to her. And I was like, I don't even want to start this if we're not both excited about it, right? I was excited. I got there on time. She wasn't. So I said, hey, let's just cut this off. And she got a little offended at me for this. And it's like, well, that's your problem, I guess, because I showed up, I was on time, I dressed nice, right? I was ready to hang out. You were just hanging with your friends, weren't watching the clock. Obviously, it didn't mean as much to you. So it's in my best interest to, when I run that through the desire test, I see that you must not have really desired this. Hence, I'm going to just walk away from it, not even going to invest any more in it because it's common sense to do that. Okay. And then test number six. Arguably the most important test of all, the alpha mentality test. Gentlemen, we never want to invest in any women who are not living in alpha mentality. What does this mean? I talk a lot about the alpha mentality, and basically you can boil it down to this. The alpha mentality basically means that you are living with purpose, living with intention, and always striving to be the best, highest value person in the room. So for a woman, it means she wants to be a woman of purpose, have purpose for her life, be living with intention, living on purpose, like with a true intention for where she's going, especially as it pertains to dating. And you want her to be the type of woman who cares about being the very best woman in the room at all times. In other words, she's working on herself, leveling up, investing in herself. She's working on self-development. She's leveling up mind, body, spirit. She's trying to increase her, you know, her income. She's getting better at the skills that matter, getting better at fitness, getting better at being a good human, all these things across the board. We do not want to be investing in people who are just stagnating in life. We do not want to spend our time, energy, attention on people who are letting themselves deteriorate or drop off. When I meet someone and I can tell they're not working out, you know, they are not prioritizing self-development. They are not, you know, doing things to help them achieve better outcomes in the future, like learning, education, right? Investing in their plan and their purpose. If they have no plan or purpose, if they're not living with intention, if they're just willy-nilly living chaotically every day, I'm not going to be interested. I'm going to disengage. I'm going to say, look, that's not the way I want to live. And I'm not going to bring a partner like that into my life because I have a very serious purpose. I want to live with intention every day. I want to become the best version of myself. And I'm only going to accept people on this journey who meet that standard. You don't have to be perfect, but you have to be living in alpha mentality. And that's the sixth and final test. And listen, when you actually run your interactions through these tests and you have these high standards, you have these high expectations of the people you date, guess what? Your time, your attention, your energy is going to be worth more to people because they're going to see, you know what? This guy, he's just not jumping at the first chance he gets. He's not desperate for attention. He's taking his time. He's vetting. He's actually putting energy into making sure that he's dating someone who meets his standards. That's a sign of a true high value man. And that's going to make you look even more attractive. It's going to give you a better, more abundant energy. And it's just overall going to be a huge boost for your dating life. So there you have it. Six female dating tests that men should be using, but aren't. Use these tests and you will see huge returns, benefits on your time and energy and attention. That's all I've got for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Sagafis signing off.